Take you a little while probably to find it. If you got a Schofield Study Bible, it's on page 933. If you got a Schofield Study Bible, that'd help you a bunch. It's on page 933. If you don't have a Schofield Study Bible, Joel is between Hosea and Amos. It's one of the minor prophets with a major message. You'll be finding that real quick. You don't really have to. I can read you the scripture. It's not very much of a scripture there, but what a message in the book of Joel. I got this message last Sunday. We went to the nursing home last Sunday. And I don't know why I got this message, but we left the nursing home. And we met a man on a motorcycle, and it was awful cold, and he was smoking a cigarette with one hand and riding that motorcycle with the other hand. And for some reason or another, this message come to my mind. I told Brother Melvin at that time that the Lord had gave me the message for next Sunday. I don't have the explanation for that. I'll just tell you that's where I got this message at. Someone said, where do you get your messages at? I don't get mine off the internet. I don't rehash dead men's messages. And a lot of men do that, and I certainly don't put them down for doing that. It's the preaching of the Word of God that gets people to Calvary and gets them saved. And, you know, there's no big eyes, no little U's when it comes to preaching. But God, He calls men and anoints and enables men to preach. But for some reason, the last Sunday, this message God delivered to me, I'll do my best to deliver it to you. But in Jonah, Oh, I've done turned my page now. In Joel, I'm sorry. Joel chapter number 3. I moved my page there. It's just a couple pages to it. But in Joel chapter number 3, we'll read verse number 14. That verse says, multitudes. Multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. I want to preach this morning, if God will allow me and help me, and He'll have to because I can't by myself, on are you one of the multitudes? And we'll ask God to help us. Father, we thank You this morning, Lord, for breath and life. Lord, to be able to be in the house of God today for such a time as we're in right now for the preaching of the Word of God. For Lord, You chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And we know, Lord, that the day and hour we're living in, not much preaching going on. A lot of ear tickling. A lot of pretending. A lot of pharmaceutical type messages being delivered. But Father, we thank the Lord when we get a message from God. And Lord, You give us not just the message, Lord, but You tell us when You want it preached. And You tell us where You want it preached. And Lord, we're at that time right now. We pray, dear Lord, You put Your hand upon us during this time. Help us deliver this message. We'll be careful to give You all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' blessed name we ask it. Amen. I'm preaching this morning. Are you one of the multitudes? And you know the message this morning, I know we don't have a multitude here this morning. We just got a minority here this morning, 20 people. But if there were a multitude this morning, I'd preach no differently than I am this morning. But I want you to know the Bible said that there are multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. And let me say to the multitudes this morning that you better get out of the valley of decision, and you better get your sins on the blood of Jesus, and you better get your name in the book of life, because the day of the Lord is near and He will not forbear. He is definitely coming. The hour I don't know. The day I don't know. I just know it's near. Amen. Oh man, you read the Bible. You read the Bible there in Matthew chapter number 7. That terrible chapter there. That's got that message in it about some that thought they was going to heaven. And it says in Matthew chapter 7, verse number 13, it says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. I tell you what, that word many is the same word that means multitudes. And I want you to know, multitudes are on the road to destruction. No wonder Hollywood called it Broadway. It's a Broadway that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in therein. Verse 14, he said, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Are you one of the multitudes that are going to hell, lost and unprepared? I want you to know there are warnings given in this Bible. You look right down there in verse number 15. It says through verse number 20, he said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. He said, you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. He said, a good tree, someone please give me a bottle of water, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. He said, wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. I tell you what, those are warnings, and those warnings failed, and there's still multitudes going to hell. But also there's weeping. In verses number 21 through verse number 23, the Lord real clear, very explicit, He says, and please listen. I know I'm just a man, but I'm preaching you the Word of God. Please listen. Listen very carefully. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. He said, many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Thank you, Brother Anthony. Many will say unto him in that day, have we not prophesied in that name? That means preach. And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. In verse 23, he said, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You got the warning. You got the weeping. There'll be people weeping when they realize that they have missed out upon the will of God for their lives. And they have been on the broad way instead of the narrow way. The deception. And notice this. Also, Matthew chapter 25, verse 12, that parable of the virgins. Verse 12, he said, I know you not. The weeping will be real, but the deception will be deadly. In Matthew chapter 24, verse number 4, Jesus says, take heed and notice this, that no man deceive you. Verse 5, he said, many shall come in my name. Oh, I got plenty of them today. Many shall come in my name saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. How many? Multitudes. The majority of people going to hell are going there through deception. The majority of people going to hell are people that sat on church pews, people that sung hymns, people that played pianos, and people that led singing, people that preached the Word of God, people that were deacons, people that were Sunday school teachers. They went to hell because they were deceived by a man. Amen. Listen, I encourage you, when I tell you something, look it up. If it's not Bible, throw it out. I tell people, preaching is kind of like eating watermelon. Eat what you can, spit the rest out. If it don't line up with the Bible, Charlotte, throw it out. William, I'm telling you what, if it ain't Bible, don't receive it. I'm telling you, only one thing will stand when everything else is gone, and it be the Word of God. Amen. But oh, the deception is going to be deadly. You'd be surprised how many people were devoted, how many people were very disciplined in their life. People better than me. People better than you. I mean, they lived righteous, godly, and soberness, past an evil world, but they've never been born again, and they listened to some ear tickler that told them they could somehow earn heaven. I'm telling you, you don't deserve heaven. You deserve hell. But Jesus came down and gave you something you didn't deserve. He gave His life a ransom. so that you, just like putting on this shirt, could put on His righteousness. And having His righteousness, you could be accepted in the sight of God. You could be accepted in the Beloved. Paul said, being found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is after the law, but the righteousness which is of Christ. Amen. You better not show up without Him on you. I'm telling you what, I'm glad, praise God, He bestowed that righteousness to me. What a makeover, amen. But the deception shall be deadly, and there'll be multitudes that'll go to hell through deception. Verse 11. Jesus said, many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. Luke 8, verse 18. And notice this. It's a good verse. He said, take heed how you hear. Now, I know today we got TV, we got internet, we got Twitter, iPod, cell phones, we got radio, satellite radio. I don't know all the modes of communication, but I will tell you this, the Bible says, take heed how you hear. I know you can hear by tape, CD. The bottom line of all of that is, if you're not born again, I'm telling you, you better hear again what saith the Word of God. And Jesus said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. It's not optional. You're not going. I'm going to tell you, all your good works, the Bible said they're filthy rags in His sight. The Bible said in Psalms chapter 39, that a man at your best state, I mean, look, the best you can do, the halo that you can produce, man at his best state's altogether vanity. You don't have anything to impress God with. He's looking for something, and He's looking for something in red. And He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over. And if the blood's not been applied, you're going to be like Adam and Eve. You're going to hide from His presence because you're not going to be ready to meet Him. Amen. Multitudes. Oh yeah, I'm going to do it, Brother Eddie. Just not today. I don't know how many people Brother Melvin and I went to. Oh, I got every intention of getting saved. Just not today. Oh, I've heard tale after tale, Brother Anthony. I remember hearing the tale of a young girl, 16-year-old. I got the track at home. It's kind of a horror story to me of a little girl, 16 years old. And God dealing with her, and someone pleaded with her to get saved. And she said, I got plenty of time, and died that night. Died lost without God, and went out to eternity. Death don't always come at an old ripe age. Sometimes it comes early. But oh, that picture of that young girl on that track, I wanted to get some of them. They discontinued. As far as I'm concerned, it was the best track they ever came out with. But she said, I got plenty of time, and she died that very night, amen. Multitudes will get saved. Let me get on a positive note. Multitudes will not just go to hell, but also multitudes will get saved and bring forth praises unto Him. This week, Tuesday, I was driving my car. It just so happened I got to hear a testimony of a young girl. Her name's Rachel Lee Carter, and I've been called some of you and encourage you to go in there. You know, somebody tells you something good, you're to go, and I mean get the blessing. I mean, if I told you what $1 million was, I believe you'd go pick it up. But this is better than $1 million. Oh, I wept and shouted, and I said, glory to God for a testimony like what she had, because it's so lined up with mine, amen. Young girl named Rachel Lee Carter. She was a fashion model, just a country girl from North Carolina. And she got an opportunity to come to New York to do some modeling. And here she was, you know, a country girl. Went up to New York, ain't up with concrete and skyscrapers. And she went up there, and they offered her a really good job, and she took it. And listen, we got young girls here this morning, and I'm sure in life you'll be given all kinds of opportunities. And I ain't going to tell you to take or not to take or what, but I'll tell you one thing. This young girl took this career in modeling, and she said her life went downhill. And she said, I was raised in church. And she said, I thought I was a Christian. And she thought, no one's got a right to judge me. Only God can judge me. Amen. By our own profession. She saw something in her friends, Melissa, that was missing in her life. You know, the Bible said that we're His ambassadors. The Bible says we're living epistles. Brother William, sometimes we're the only Bible people ever read. Brother Bobby, we need to set the standard high. Because upon the pages of our life, if they can't find Jesus, something's wrong. But she saw all of her peers, and she noticed they had peace, and she noticed they had happiness, and she had achieved a level, and she had no lack of money, and she could have anything she wanted. But one thing she wanted, she couldn't have. She had no peace inside. And she found herself, Sister Gayla, down on her knees. And she said, Lord, I'm dying inside. If you could do anything, I want to be like my friends. You know what she did? She invited Jesus in. He came in a mighty way. You know what she did? She threw all of her music away. Probably good if some of us done that. She threw all of her music away. She threw all her magazines away. She threw all her friends away. And I tell you what she did, buddy. She stepped up on the platform of a jewel for the crown of the one that loved her and gave himself for her. And I mean, this young girl went and joined a Bible college. She said, nothing meant more to me than Him. And all of a sudden, glory to God, she had everything she wanted. I wish I could read about that on the page, front page of the Daily Times. I wish I could find that on the evening news. Someone, you'll never hear, Rachel Lee Carter. Now, I got a CD right here of this young lady. It wasn't easy, but I got it. I mean, give it to Christy after the service today. But we're going to make a bunch of these. I want all of you to listen to it. You don't have to have the CD. Or you can bring it up on the internet. All you got to do is go to familylife.com, bring it up, and you click on them green letters, familylife.com, and you scroll down, and it'll say previous broadcast, and there's three of them on there. One of them is Beauty's More Skin Deep. The other one is God Is My Agent. And the first one was I can't remember, something about faith, I believe. But oh boy, how refreshing it was for me to hear the testimony of this 18-year-old girl that said, I'm dying inside. Hey, can you do anything for me? I tell you what, you give God an invitation like that, and you'll find out Him to be God. You'll find out that's what He's looking for. And this young girl, Rachel Lee Carter, she invited Him in. And I want you to know, He didn't just save her. She got gloriously and wondrously saved. And she done some house cleaning. And she started putting Him up there where He belongs, high and lifted up. And she put her life in line and in order with His will. And you wait to hear a testimony, you'll know what I'm trying to say here this morning. But oh, listen, there's going to be a very great multitude that are going to bring praises unto Him. Be a very great multitude that's going to get saved. In Matthew chapter 21, there's a very great multitude that are honoring Him. It's one of my favorite places in the Bible. It's the only time that He got the praise that He deserved. And in Matthew chapter 21, here it is. Jesus is making His entrance into Jerusalem. And all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes went before and they followed, crying, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Oh, multitudes will praise him. I'm one of them. I'm not ashamed of him. He said, you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. If there ever was one that was worthy to be praised, it's the darling Son of God. He's worthy, Brother William, to receive the word of His suffering. Word of such a standing so high that the world couldn't miss it. Even if they couldn't see, they were to hear the praises of God from our lips. Amen. Oh, let me at a throne of mercy there sing praises unto Him. Glory to God that set my soul free. And oh yeah, I'm free indeed. But multitudes, little was like little Peyton here and her cousin can sing His praises. You don't have to be a big name to sing His praises. I'm telling you what, you can be just a child. But multitudes will praise Him. Multitudes will get saved. How about you? Are you in the valley of decision to praise Him? Or are you in the valley of decision to get saved? Amen. Quickly, let me say this. Revelation chapter 7. Verse number 9 and 10. Brother Bobby, he's been after me about preaching a little bit out of Revelation. He's talking the wrong one. He needs to talk to one that tells me what to do. And I'll do whatever he says. But let me say this, that multitudes will go to heaven. In Revelation chapter number 7, it says in verse number 9, it says, and after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white garments and palms in their hands. And cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Let me say, multitudes will praise Him. Multitudes will go to heaven. Multitudes will be deceived. Multitudes will die lost and go to hell. But multitudes shouldn't. Are you one of the multitudes that are going to heaven? Or are you one of the multitudes in a bad decision? Listen. Why not be one of the multitudes going to heaven? Why not join the number that's leaving out? Why not do it today? Why not do it now? Why not come while you can? Jesus is calling. He's calling you today. He says to you, come to me. Come unto me. He said, Matthew chapter 11, He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke's easy. My burden's light. Listen, He's giving you a royal invitation. He's saying, come, not tomorrow. He's saying, come now. Why don't you come out of the valley of decision? Won't you come up to the threshold of faith and call upon Him that's calling for you to call upon Him and get saved? Amen. Multitudes. They'll miss it, Brother Melvin. They heard messages like this, and it just went in one ear and out the other ear. But on that day, when the Lord shows up, the old song says, oh, what a weeping and a wailing, when the lost are told of their fate. They'll cry to the rocks and the mountains, but their cries will be too late. I'm telling you today, if you hear His voice, the Bible says, harden not your heart. Today, He says, if you come to me, I'll in no wise turn you away. Today, He says, call upon Him that's rich in mercy. Do I want to call upon Him? What I say unto you, I say unto all, come to Jesus while you can. You'll be glad you did when the roll is called up yonder. Father, we thank You for the message today. And Father, I pray, dear Lord, today that the Word of God found good ground. I pray, dear Lord, today there's a trembling heart right now, trembling at the thought of dying lost, ending up in a devil's hell, missing out on the joys of the Lord, that place called heaven. I pray, dear Lord, You help us in this invitation. May You help the song leader to pick the right song. May the Holy Ghost of God move upon the words of that hymn. And I pray someone today will see themselves in the mirror of God, lost and undone. I pray someone today will see the nail-scarred hand of the Savior reaching out to them. And I pray they'll take Him by the hand and receive Him by faith and get saved today. In Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Let me ask everybody to stand, please. Listen, we'll give an invitation this morning. That young girl, she thought she was saved. She thought no one had a right to judge her but God. She judged herself. The Bible said you better judge yourself. It said you better examine yourself. You better prove yourself. You better know yourself. That young girl, boy, what she done, we can all do. She got a double handful of heaven. And I tell you what, her testimony, not disbelievable, but what a blessing to hear the testimony of Rachel E. Carter. I tell you what, with joy, I'll be giving this to Christy here after the service. But with greater joy, I'd like for you to receive what Rachel Lee Carter received. She received Jesus, and all of a sudden nothing else mattered. All of a sudden she had the pearl of great price. All of a sudden she had the blessing of God upon her and the treasures of heaven within her. And let me say today, you can have the same. Why don't you come this morning? The Lord's here. He gave me this message last Sunday for this morning. And I know He knows what He's doing. I may not know what I'm doing, but I know He knows what He's doing. And I want you to know the time is now. The day's at hand. Don't be in a valley of decision. The day of the Lord is near. Why not come this morning? Go ahead, Brother Melvin. 2:22. Won't you come this morning? Please come this morning. The Bible said, I have no greater joy. Day coming, a great day coming, there's a great... Young world, won't you come this morning? Make sure you're going to leave out. Parted right and left, are you ready for that day to come? Listen, if you're not ready, why not get ready today? You ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Step on out. Don't waste no time. There's urgency in this message. There's urgency upon it. Won't you come right now? Run on down here. Run down here right now. Get it fixed. Get your name in the book of life. Get your sin on the blood. Do it now. Don't put it off. Ready for that day to come. Listen. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? He'll have judgment without mercy. You want mercy, you better get it now. Because I'm telling you right now, He stands ready to judge the quick and the dead. He'll have no problem at all calling you a sinner, a hell-deserving sinner. If you've not received Jesus, you're not going to heaven. Why don't you come right now, slide in here to this altar, and say, I'm guilty. I want to be saved. You ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? We preach and plead and pray. That's all I can do. You have to come. You have to call. You have to receive Christ. Whew. Oh, man. Never had such an urgency upon me about a message. Anybody got a testimony in your heart this morning? Something? We'll give praise.